Hey, this is Julian Brown. You're listening to Dunkin' Donuts on CITR 101.9 FM.
Foolish friends, Freddy Krueger is on your phone. Dial this number now. I've got some tales to tell. Freddy's favorite bedtime stories. Deadtime stories. All brand new, straight from my boiler room to your home. It's Freddy Krueger on your phone. So dial this number now, if you dare. Tell him Freddy sent you.
$2 the first minute, 45 cents each additional minute. Children, get your parents' permission before you dial.
From traditional unceded Musqueam territory here at UBC. On today's show, we have lots of creepy crawly hits for you. Warning, it's gonna be a spooky hour. right now we're hearing Cult Babies from their extra creepy cassette Off to See the Lizard. This is the song, Yes, We Cannibal. Before that, we heard my good friend Freddy Krueger. I wonder if his songline is still open. I don't know. I haven't heard from that guy in a while. Anyways, let's move on to one of my very favorite Halloween songs. This is from 10 years ago, from the North American Halloween Prevention Initiative. This is the song, Do They Know It's Halloween!
Once a year, on a spooky night, it's Halloween, and what a fight!
Young boys and ghouls in ghoulish disguise, they cover the skin, conceal their eyes.
A great mistake to be held when the ghosts are about. It's Halloween,
a time to be on the rest of the world. They don't observe this ash which has become our biggest concern.
Stop Halloween!
The world can't hear your useless plea.
It's too late. Our orange and black plague will soon consume them all.
Then everyone will understand the true meaning of Halloween.
Pure terror.
The kids of Elm Street don't know it yet, but something is coming to get them.
There's something out there, isn't there?
You can just see cuts happening.
What did that, Lieutenant?
I don't know.
Tina!
The coroner got to say.
locked into John puking since he saw it.
You're gonna kill me for sure.
Did you do it?
There was somebody else there.
He was locked in a room with a girl who went in alive and came out in a rubber bag.
No one knows where it came from or who it will visit next.
Nancy? There's something wrong with you. You're imagining things.
Nightmare on Elm Street.
Do you believe in the boogeyman?
No.
Whatever you do, don't fall asleep.
No!
She's the only one who can stop it. If she fails...
I'm your boyfriend now, Nancy.
No one will survive.
Help me, please!
From Wes Craven, director of The Hills Have Eyes and Last House on the Left, a new masterpiece in fantasy terror, Nightmare on Elm Street.
Last night, I left the bar. I was thirsty, and I don't drink wine. I was desperate. I needed blood. I turned to the only place I could. The only place that could possibly help me.
Hello, Canadian Blood Services.
Hello. I need some blood. A. Positive or negative, it doesn't matter.
I'm sorry, we're all out of A positive and negative. Would you like some O instead?
No. No, that won't do. Thank you. Good night. Save me. Save yourself. Give blood. Voluntarily.
This message was brought to you courtesy of the Canadian Blood Services and CITR Radio 101.9 FM.
I'm going away. Look into my eyes. The last Sunday of every month from 11 to 5. I want you here with me.
was Peach. All right, that was Peach Kelly Pop. Originally from Ottawa, she now lives in LA. And that was, oh, hush, be quiet, you, quiet down. There we go, that's better. As I was saying, Peach Kelly Pop, formerly from Ottawa, now living in LA, and that was the song Halloween Mask. I hope you have some nice creepy crawly Halloween masks, lots of crazy costumes and scary outfits all ready to go for this weekend and Monday night. Before that, we heard one of my favorite creepy dudes, John Mouse, from his album Love Is Real. That was the song Old Town. And at the top, we heard the North American Halloween Prevention Initiative with Do They Know It's Halloween, featuring Nardwar and some people from Sloan and the Unicorns. A real cavalcade of stars. Yes, yes. What? What's going on over there? Quiet down, quiet down. I'll get back to you in a moment. All right, let's keep going. One of my favorite goblins lives in Montreal. His name is Rennie Wilson, and this is his new song, Goblin Pin. Here we go, from Montreal. Rennie Wilson's Punk Explosion.
When was the last time you were scared out of your wits by a movie? Halloween, the motion picture about the most terrifying night of the year. Halloween, the night three teenage girls discover the real trick is to stay alive.
Tommy,
Halloween, the night he came home. From Compass International Pictures, rated R.
Thank you.
night falls. The forest holds its breath.
We got it. Things are spooky. All right, we just heard the band Maneater from their demos. That was a song, Hell, something I know a little bit about. Before that, we heard Jay Honor from the album J2. That was a song, Like a Dracula. Not a very scary song, but sometimes you gotta get CanCon in any way you can. So, there you go. Jay Harder. Before that, we heard Jack Maine, one of my favorite werewolves on the West Coast. That was the song, Waiting for Another Moon, from the album Weird Moons. And at the top, Rennie Wilson, Goblin Extraordinaire, with the song, Goblin Bin. You're listening to the Dunkin' Donuts 9th Annual Halloween Spooktacular! I hope I haven't freaked you out too much! Let's keep going! DJ Shadow has a new record out. It's called The Mountain Will Fall. And here's the song about where I live. This is Ghost Town!
Choked and smoked out. He living like a loaf. You can toast the ghost town.
Break your broke, you can choke this.
afraid you're broke. You can choke this fuck out. He living like a low. You can toast it, ghost down.
This month's issue of Discorder is purple. And you know, purple is the new green with envy.
Violet! You're turning violet!
The October issue features interviews with Puzzlehead, Swim Team, Kaiplant, and Coxie Sun on their new and upcoming release. We address the uncertainty of the Trans-Pacific Partnership for Artists and sit down with the organizers of Japanese poets north of the 49th to discuss reconciliation through poetry. It's your
birthday. Thanks to this month's sponsors, Vinyl Records, Recruiting Canada, the Rickshaw Theater, Fringe Festival, Zipcar, Jazz Records, the Astoria, the UBC AMS, Don't Argue, Redgate, Print, SFU Community Engagement, Live Van, the Vancouver Art Book Fair, the Rio Theater, the Vancouver International Film Festival, Vancouver New Music, and Timber Concerts. Pick up a free physical copy of Discorder around town or read online at discorder.ca. You like, we gon' ride around the city, I'm gon' make
your night. Eat your cake, bake you up. A show dedicated to playing psychedelic music from parts of the spectrum, rock, pop, electronic, as well as garage and noise rock. Sundays, 5 to 6 p.m. at CITR 101.9 FM.
I'm coming.
was Jenny Havel from her record Blood Bitch. That was the song Female Vampire. Oh man, Jenny Havel rules! She's such a great vampire. Definitely worth listening to that record. Before that, we heard Survive. Yeah, folks that did the music for Stranger Things, the Creepy Crawlies series of the season. Hey, Andy, how's it going? That was from their album RR7349. I don't know what that's supposed to mean. And that was the song Other, something that terrifies Donald Trump. That racist scumbag, he can't stand the other. And at the top, we got DJ Shadow from The Mountain Will Fall. That was the song Ghost Town. All right. I think we haven't been groovy enough today. I think it's time to put on our ghost dance shoes and tap around a bit. What do you think? All right. Here is my good friends Hot Blood with their song.
Shame. Dracula.
So Dracula.
Ooh,
even Dracula will be there. It's time for games, it's time for fun, not for just one, but for everyone. The Dracolances are all lit up, all the dummies are made and stuff. By just looking, you will see it's the time of year again. It's Halloween, it's Halloween. All the kids are happy and gay, there doesn't seem to be a cloud.
All right, that was the Shags from their album Philosophy of the World. That was the song It's Halloween, and Halloween is almost here. Thanks, Shags. Before that, we heard Beat Happening from their album Black Candy. That was the title track, Black Candy. We had some technical difficulties there. That was Lo-Fi. Thanks to Eleanor for the heads up while I got distracted talking about baseball with Andy. And at the top, we heard Hot Blood with their dance track, Soul Dracula. That's gonna do it for this year's Halloween Spooktacular. Thanks so much for tuning in. Coming up next, Commerce Uncensored. Maybe they won't be ghosts and they'll show up this week. After that, Astro Talk, and then Thunderbird Eye. Keep it locked in to CITR. I'm going to close up this creepy crawly hour with one of my favorite holiday songs. It's called Haunted Bella, and it's a mashup of Bella Lugosi's Dead by Bauhaus and the narration from the Haunted Mansion at Disneyland. I don't know if that sounds good to you, but give a listen, because it's going to freak you out!
When hinges creak in doorless chambers, and strange and frightening sounds echo through the halls, whenever candlelights flicker where the air is deathly still, that is the time when ghosts are present, practicing their terror with ghoulish delight. Welcome, foolish mortals, to the Haunted Mansion. I am your host, your ghost host. Kindly step all the way in, please, and make room for everyone. There's no turning back now. Our tour begins here in this gallery, where you see paintings of some of our guests as they appeared in their corruptible mortal state. Your cadaverous pallor betrays an aura of foreboding, almost as though you sense a disquieting metamorphosis. Is this haunted room actually stretching? Or
or is it your imagination? And consider this dismaying observation. This chamber has no windows and no doors.
Serpents and spiders, tail of a rat, call in the spirits wherever they're at. Rap on a table, it's time to respond. Send us a message from somewhere beyond. Goblins and ghoulies from last Halloween, awaken the spirits with your tambourine. Creepies and crawlies, toads in a pond, let there be music from regions beyond. Wizards and witches, wherever you dwell, give us a hint by ringing a bell.
Do not pull down on the safety bar, please. I will lower it for you.
White on white tramps through some black capes, back on the rack. The Lugos is dead, the bats have left the bell tower, the victims have been bled, red velvet lines, the black box. The Lugos is dead. The Lugos is dead.
Man, I wish we had a safe place to play music.
Yeah, and shows too.
The Safe Amplification Site Society is a non-profit group dedicated to establishing a legal, affordable, all-ages venue for music and arts in Vancouver. For more information or to get involved, check out www.safeamp.org. Go for it.